Ramaswamy says he will take inspiration from Elon Musk. If elected president, he will release state action files. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm sure I'm butchering his name, but he said recently on the Laura Ingraham show, it looks like, that he will take inspiration from Elon Musk. If elected, he said that he will release the state action files. What files are those, you may say? Well, let's read along. Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy touched on his Elon Musk-style plans to put a big X through the administrative state with his own version of the Twitter files. So we played a clip from... No, let's just read. If the polls are any indicator that the 38-year-old presidential hopeful is growing a following amongst Republican voters as his name recognition builds, Friday on Fox News, the Ingraham angle, he articulated one of his intentions. That's the one thing I like about him. I like how he's able to articulate his argument or his positions. I love that. I love Trump, but sometimes he's not that great at articulating his plans. So I like Ramaswamy. He knows how to articulate very well, and he knows how to punch back without it looking like he's being mean-spirited. I think that's why he's not being bashed like a Trump person, like Trump would be, because of his personality. He has a really, like, he seems like a likable person, like someone that you would like. I've seen interviews with him on the opposing channels like a CNN. I was watching that, in fact, when I was in the airport in Chicago, and I forget who the person was on CNN, but it was, I will give her credit, she didn't cut him off, she let him say his piece, but it was a very, she was trying to basically paint him into a corner, and it didn't work, so I like him, but I digress. Articulated one of his intentions if he was to take office, directly inspired by Musk, social media platform management. He says here, quote, look, I think Elon is an excellent example of what he did at Twitter is a good example of what I want to do to the administrative state, Ramaswamy offered. Take out 75% of the dead weight costs, improve the actual experience of what it's supposed to do. And at the same time, the businessman continued, I love the way he released the Twitter files. I'll release the state action files. Upon Musk, okay, we know about that. We're not going to get into that stuff. We already know about it. Let's see if we can get past this. It's just telling us about back stuff, about what Musk did. So he says here, anytime a bureaucrat has pressure a private company, let's publish it for the world to see. And he put an X through Twitter. I'll put a big X through the administrative state. So that's where I'm at on common tactics with Elon, continued Ramaswamy, prompting the candidate host, Laura Ingraham, noted, well, you just got a lot of kudos online from Elon Musk, who seems to be perhaps moving away maybe from DeSantis and towards you. To that end, the tech entrepreneur has reacted to a number of recent posts from the GOP hopeful, including Thursday's speech from Des Moines, Iowa, where Ramaswamy had offered a list of 10 beliefs he described as truth. God is real, Vivek Ramaswamy delivers 10 unapologetic truths his presidential campaign stands for. Let's see. Musk had shared a post that included a portion of the candidate's speech where he had said God is real and there are two genders, with the caption, he states his beliefs clearly. You gotta love someone who can stand up and say, you know, it's just like how I am with those, with Mr. Travis there. He doesn't agree with my political view, but he can respect that I'm authentic and real with myself. And this is why we, you know, somewhat had a respect for each other, because he wouldn't back down from his positions and neither would I. For those of you, if you haven't watched my Monday show, I'm basically talking about a recap of when I went to Mount Prospect, Illinois, Chicago, and one of the classmates from California was uber liberal, and we sort of bantered back and forth. But anyway, during the discussion, Ramaswamy said at one point, personally, I think the way I'm running this campaign is I'm not thinking about what is helping me or not before I say it. So far, that seemed to be helping me. But even if I would rather lose an election than play some political snakes and ladders of what we're supposed to say. And that's one thing I love about him. I like a lot of his views. Most of his views I agree with. And I think he would make a great president. I really would. So, what do you think? As someone who was I'm still a Trump supporter, but someone who supports Trump, I can like steak and potatoes and like pizza too. I don't have to just stay like many. They're like, I'm on the Trump train, man. I ain't gonna be a hypocrite. It's not being hypocritical. It's politics. If a politician comes along that aligns more with your views and you like this, like them, it's nothing to do with being a hypocrite. It's just good stuff. I mean, I don't know that Ramaswamy is going to win with Trump in the race. It's just not gonna happen. He's just too far ahead. But if they somehow go through with all these illegal indictments and they try to arrest him and put him in jail, then Ramaswamy will win hands down with a landslide. He's way better than a DeSantis. So anyway, what do you think? If you are on Trump train and Trump was not in the race, would you prefer DeSantis or Ramaswamy, or you would sit home? I'm just curious to know. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com. Show your love. Show your love. Show your love. And I will see you in the next one.
move on.